Picture this, dear friend. We open on a scene that's not of this world, not in our time. Yet here we are, pulled to its vibrancy. Against the backdrop of an alien metropolis, unlike any seen in dreams or walk cycles of human imagination, stands our heroine, Yila. Yes, Yila, with her eyes wide open in awe, yet calm with an inner wisdom, her afro-framed face reflecting the neon glow of electric machinery. This city wasn't just a city. It was a living, breathing testament to the marriage of technology and artistry. Its skyline, a melange of curves and geometric shapes that hovered, pulsated, and glided as if in a silent symphony. And above, near the starlit dome of a transparent sky that shielded this utopia, enormous crafts hung like celestial whales in the sky, serene and somehow imposing all at once. Yila, standing before this view, was but a young girl, or so she seemed to the casual observer from our time, yet she was beyond that in her world. Her attire, a blend of future fashion and pragmatic functionality, whispered its own tale of sophistication. Her body language, however, spoke louder. She wasn't merely an onlooker, but an intrepid explorer, ready to step into the unknown. As the city's hum filled the air, Yila's eyes flickered to the left. A holographic display, birthed from thin air, revealed a message only she could see. Alignment achieved. The synchronization of an unseen cosmic order to which she was now part. With a grin, half nervousness, half exhilaration, Yila took a deep breath, remembering the first rule of quantum adventure. Self-awareness is the first quantum to tip the scales of probability. She whispered to herself in a voice that resonated softly against the enveloping background noise, "Change is the only constant." And with that, she clasped a small, intricate device, not unlike the one in our last tale. Let's call this gem the temporal intertwiner. "You know," she started, speaking aloud as if addressing a dear unseen friend, "in quantum mechanics, we learn that observing something changes it. But what if the observer can also change itself to observe better? What if we, instead of passively studying the universe, could actively converse with its fabric?" With a quick flick of her wrist, the temporal intertwiner activated, and a ripple of light, much like the shimmer on a road on a hot day, spread around her, bending time and space as effortlessly as a wave bends light around a star. Her scenario was now unfixed, a multiversal stage set for potential infinities. As time began to shift, moving Yila through dimensions, she found herself in various realities, each with subtle or profound differences from her home. Yet, in each, the echoes of the same question: what could be? What should be? What will be? In one dimension, Yila stood before a council of Florens, their floral heads buzzing with energy, discussing the quantum probability of their species' evolved consciousness affecting the balance of the cosmos. And Yila, with her intertwiner, was there not just as an observer, but as a catalyst for positive change, illustrating through her actions the boundless possibilities of quantum entanglement, choice, and creativity. In another, she found herself on the edge of an intergalactic arc, facing an alien species that communicated through light, color, and the elasticity of time. Here, Yila's understanding of her own culture's advancements in quantum communication became the key to sharing knowledge, fostering peace, and knitting the stars into one community. No matter where she went, Yila's journey was one of connection, of harnessing the power of quantum mechanics, not just for personal enlightenment, but for the good of all beings across dimensions. And she did this not with fear or hesitation, but with a lightness of spirit, infusing her tales with humor and laughter, reminding others and herself that in the multitude of possibilities, the most grounding force was hope. And as the tale's narrative arcs grew complex with her adventures, Yila, ever the calming voice, the mentor to those around her, stood as a guide, a flickering light in the cosmic storm, helping all to see the potential futures where science, technology, and the human spirit danced in harmony. In the end, her story was a testament that even in the most dramatic and otherworldly settings, the heart of a tale is about the choices we make, the connections we forge, and the endless possibilities that await with a nudge or a wise thought in the quantum dance of life.